If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the show this morning. It's a Friday. It is February 3rd, 2023. It's a Friday. Now, this is not just any old ordinary Friday. This is one cold Friday, that's for sure. I mean, it's dangerously cold, actually. Nothing to laugh about. Wind chills down into dangerous territory. It's going to be cold all day today. The good news is we're going to see a bit of a warm-up as we head through the weekend and even into next week, getting back into the 40s and that kind of weather we got used to, winter weather we got used to in January. So bundle up, everybody. Be careful out there today. All right. In other news, by the way, kicking off, I just want to make one mention of economic news. We try to keep it light on a Friday, but this is good economic news. The NASDAQ stock market going crazy, having its best January ever, best start to a new year ever. How about that? NASDAQ roaring. The tech companies doing better than people expected. Meta stock booming and others as well. That's good news. You know, this has been a real conundrum, this economy. Lots of conflicting data. Lots of conflicting data points. Is it bad? Is it good? Where are we headed? You know, that's it's really interesting. A lot of dynamics at play here, but happy to see the NASDAQ roaring right along and those tech stocks doing well. Okay, and then one more thing in the tech world we want to make sure we cover. What's all the rage these days? ChatGPT. I would venture to guess that 99.99% of us in the listening audience, those of us on the show here today, all of us, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you never heard of ChatGPT. Now it's what everyone's talking about, right? It's the AI technology that is passing medical school exams on its own. It's rewriting articles that are as good or better than what really highly skilled, long experienced writers are writing these days. It's just an amazing, I could go on and on and on. It's an amazing technology. So that ChatGPT sets the record for generating the fastest growing user base in a single month. Now over 100 million monthly active users in January, just 2 months after launch, use the app. That's pretty amazing. You know, look, this AI stuff, guys, it's going to change our world. Every now and then, something comes along, whether it was the computer in the 70s and 80s, whether it was the mobile phone in the late 90s into the early 2000s. Listen, this is game-changing, this AI technology. And in many ways, not only game-changing in many positive ways, but game-changing in scary ways, too. We're not going to focus much more on that, but certainly wanted to put it in perspective by calling out how fast people have adopted this technology. It's for real, guys. All right. On a lighter note, let's get to a story, Kristen, of a six-year-old boy who made a little order from Grubhub. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is the cutest story. Well, I think it's cute, and it's very likely to happen to anybody. The six-year-old boy from Chesterfield Township was given his dad's phone just for 30 minutes or so prior to going to bed. We've all done it before. And this sweet boy proceeds to order $1,000 worth of food from Grubhub. And
what's the big deal about that?
Right? He was hungry. He wanted a before bedtime snack.
The kid's got good taste.
Right.
Right?
Right. Oh my gosh. The story just keeps going on and on. The doorbell continues to ring as all of this food starts rolling in.
I can see
it
now. The caviar, the lobster.
One order actually was declined from the dad's bank. It was like $439 order from Happy's Pizza was actually declined. However, just moments later, another charge to Happy's Pizza for $183 for jumbo shrimp did go through and did arrive at their house.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. So once the dad realized that he couldn't stop the orders, he was trying to get a hold of Grubhub. He was trying to get a hold of these restaurants.
The greatest night of that dad's life. Are you kidding me?
Oh, but in the story, the dad was furious, but this sweet boy, his only response was, have they delivered the pepperoni pizza?
Right.
I love it.
For spending $1,000, what the kid's really focused on is the $19 pepperoni pizza. Good
for him. Exactly. Anyways, right. They kept all the food. They've, you know, have it, put it away. And all the while, the mom was out to a movie with her girlfriend. See, this is what happens.
That's what happens, right? That's exactly right.
This is what happens. Yes.
When the mom goes away, look out.
Look out. So anyways, they have food for the week.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and just then, a cute, funny story for Friday.
I love that story.
Yeah.
Last but not least, we've got a little controversy in Groundhog World. Mark, what in the world's going on with this?
I don't know. It's there's an Italian groundhog. They asked him if he saw a shadow. He said, I didn't see nothing.
Well, I can tell you two groundhogs that did.
And
it's sparking quite a controversy.
It is. Woody from Owl, Michigan, she's predicting spring, but good old Phil over in Pennsylvania.
Punxsutawney Phil,
Phil,
right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Over in Pennsylvania, he says, nope, we're sticking with winter.
Six more weeks, he predicts, but the one here in Michigan, you know, I'm a fan of the one in Michigan. I'm going with spring is on its way.
She's a girl groundhog. She's right.
She knows.
We'll go with her.
We'll go with her indeed. Okay, there you have it. News you need to know right
here. News you need to know. All the most important news here on WJR.
News you need to know right here on a Friday morning, a cold Friday morning nonetheless, here in Detroit on WJR. Headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.